95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Morgan's with us for War of the Roses today.
Hey.
You said that you found something in your boyfriend's pocket that makes you think that he's cheating on you.
I was doing my boyfriend's laundry and, you know, I was searching for change and stuff, and I got what came out of his pocket was this napkin from a local restaurant, and it's a picture of two people kissing, and
like a sketch,
like hearts. Yeah, like a sketch, and there's hearts all around it, and it's like written "I love you" on top, and "you're my hero," and it's not me in the picture.
How do you know it's not you?
Yeah, maybe it was meant for you.
Yeah.
Both pictures don't have hair. It's just like heads. But regardless, he's never done anything like that for me. And also, we've never been to that restaurant together where the napkin's from.
See, I just think maybe he was
not there.
I just think maybe he was having lunch somewhere and maybe he was doodling and then threw it in his pocket.
Is there any other signs that things may be a little rough in your relationship?
Well, it hasn't been perfect lately, you know, okay. But we've been dating for over 2 years now. I mean,
yeah,
you have to work on relationships
all
the time, and I get that, but we still love each other.
But whose relationship is perfect?
Exactly. I don't know. I don't know that that's a reason that I would think you was cheating, but we'll check it out, Morgan.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is this Gavin?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Gavin. My name's Shay. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
So, Gavin, I have your name here as our winner of our tag contest on Instagram, and I have $125 in beautiful red roses for you to send to someone that you love. All that we ask in return is that you take a picture of those roses once the person receives it and tags us on Instagram.
Oh, that's awesome. Just free like that?
Mm-hmm. I don't need any information as far as billing goes from you. I just need the person that's receiving these roses information, which I'll get from you in a moment. But let's start off with the person's name. Who would you like to send them to?
Oh, okay. That's awesome. I would like to send them to Paul.
Okay, to Paul. And Gavin, let me remind you that these are romantic roses. I also have a romantic card to go with them. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. That's great.
All right. And what would you like to write on Paul's card?
You could put, "You're the rose in my life." And she's the thorn.
Okay. We can definitely put that on the card for you.
Gavin, what the f***?
Oh, gosh.
Gavin.
Hello?
It's Paul, Gavin.
Gavin, that's Morgan. Yep, your girlfriend. You are on War of the Roses on the Manie Randler and Morning Show.
What?
Oh, my God.
I don't even understand. You're... Please help me.
What are you doing?
You're cheating on me with someone named Paul?
Do you want to explain, Gavin?
Paul...
The note's
Morgan.
Pretty telling.
Yeah.
I mean, you're calling Paul the rose in your life, but Morgan's the thorn? I mean, what's going on there?
Morgan, you know things haven't been great the last 6 months.
So what? Like, I can't believe... I mean, Gavin, when things are rough, you don't go and you cheat on someone. Has this happened before?
Yes.
How long?
I've known Paul. I've been dating Paul.
For?
You know, last 6 months.
Oh, good gosh.
Wow. It kind of sounds, Gavin, like you guys are having a good laugh at Morgan's expense, too. You did call her the thorn.
Why not tell Morgan that you are dating Paul? Like, why not just come clean and say, hey, you
am
know.
Am I happy with you? Let's end this.
I mean, you got to wait six or seven months for that? Is that the right thing to do?
I don't know. I'm still figuring it out.
What are you figuring out? Like, I have you always been bisexual or gay?
That's also something that you probably should have told me when we started dating.
Okay, so
that was never disclosed to you, Morgan.
No.
Okay, so this is really new news information on all fronts here. Okay.
I'm sorry you had to find out this way, Morgan.
Did we find out how he met Paul?
No.
How did the thing happen with Paul?
Online dating site.
See, you've been going on online dating sites for months while you're dating me.
So, Gavin, if it's an online dating site that you met Paul on, have you dated other people as well from the online site?
If we're being honest, yes.
All right, I think we found out everything we need to know. I don't think we should drag Morgan through the mud anymore. You got a cheater on your hands.
Gavin, you need to call me right now, and we need to talk about this.
There you go, dude. You have your orders.
All right.
All right, sorry, Morgan, that you had to find out this way, but that's what War of the Roses does.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
Still to come.
We've done lots of War of the Roses with lots of crazy endings and twists and turns and lots of different ways that people thought that their significant other was cheating. Mm-hmm. And we wish the best to Morgan and Gavin in their, you know, adventures after this.
Yeah.
But what was the way that you found out that your significant other was cheating? And we don't mean like your best friend told you or like she found a napkin in his pocket. What did you find that led you to believe or bust your significant other for cheating? What did you find? 704-570-9595. You're cheating.